Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. And I don't know what we would do without Brian Curry or Frank Lomas, because they are our two technical geniuses and keep us up and running all the time. And this morning, I definitely had technical challenges of one sort or another all morning. So I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon. Welcome you to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up wherever you get your podcasts or by looking into SoundCloud for Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background. I came into the TR90 program about 14 and a half years ago and just absolutely love it. I was able to lose some body fat that I had been trying to shake for about 15 years prior to that, and I was just absolutely delighted with the program. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, can be plant protein, by the way. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, I would highly recommend taking it with your meal so that you don't miss it. I found that about 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals. The life of a substitute teacher, we never know when our meals are going to be, and so we have to roll with everything. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. And the closer you can get them to fresh, the better off you are. They will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. They will give you your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals. And it will give you fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness. And the other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. Guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily for that, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise, at least 5 days a week. It could be whatever you desire it to be. It could be swimming, dancing, house cleaning, running up and downstairs, whatever works for you. You can chunk it up into a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, but whatever works in your lifestyle and is best for you is what you need to do. And if you're doing all that moving, you need to think about hydration, because you'll probably be perspiring. And baseline for hydration, you start out at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, and then you build it up from there, depending on how much you weigh and how much you're perspiring. Because if you're exercising heavily, you can lose up to a quart in an hour. So it's highly recommended you stop about every 15 minutes and drink about 8 ounces of fluid to stay hydrated. If you're getting lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, some of that will give you some of that water moisture through those fruits and vegetables, but that gives you your baseline. And the last thing that I have found in all of my studies over the last 15 or 16 years is that 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night, it sets your brain up for making good decisions for the next 2 or 3 days, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissue, stores memories. It just does a multitude of what I like to call system resets in various stages of your sleep. So getting that good quality sleep is really important. And if you're short on sleep, you might want to take a power nap to kind of start topping things off and building that up so that you're in a good spot. So today's information is coming from a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, medical doctor. And he espouses a nearly he calls it a nutrarian diet, which is nutrient dense. And Today we're going to be talking about alcohol and high protein, so hopefully this will be of interest to you and will help you on your TR90 journey. So how much alcohol is permissible? Moderate drinking has been associated with a lower incidence of coronary heart disease in more than 40 prospective studies. This applies only to moderate drinking, defined as one or less drinks per day for women and two or less for men. More than that is associated with increased fat around the waist and other potential problems. Alcohol consumption also leads to mild withdrawal sensations the next day that are commonly mistaken for hunger. One glass of wine per day is likely insignificant, but I advise against higher levels of alcohol consumption. Alcohol's anti-clotting properties grant some protective effect against heart attacks, but this protective effect is valuable only in a person or population consuming a heart disease-promoting diet. It is much wiser to avoid the detrimental effects of alcohol completely and protect yourself from heart disease with nutritional excellence. For example, even moderate alcohol consumption is linked with a higher rate of breast cancer and to the occurrence of atrial fibrillation. Avoid alcohol and eat healthfully if possible. But if one drink a day will make you stay with this plan much more successfully, then have it. I feel best when I eat a high protein diet with plenty of animal products. Does this mean these recommendations to eat plant-based diet are not for me? And Dr. Furman says, I have thousands of patients eating vegetarian or near vegetarian diets over the past 15 years, have noticed a very small percentage of the total who initially report that they feel better with significant animal products in their diets and worse on vegetarian diet. Almost all of these complaints resolve with time on the new diet. I believe the main reasons for this are as follows. A diet heavily burdened with animal products places a toxic stress on the detoxification systems of the body. As with stopping caffeine, cigarettes, and heroin, many observe withdrawal symptoms for a short period, usually including fatigue, weakness, headaches, or loose stools. In 95% of these cases, these symptoms resolve within 2 weeks. It is more common that the temporary adjustment period lasts less than a week, during which you might feel fatigue, have headaches or gas, or experience other mild symptoms as your body withdraws from your prior toxic habits. Don't buy the fallacy that you need more protein, in quotes. The menus in this book offer sufficient protein, and protein deficiency does not cause fatigue. Even my vegan menus supply about 50 grams of protein per 1,000 calories, a whopping amount, stopping dangerous with stimulating foods causes temporary fatigue. Increased gas and loose stools are also occasionally observed when switching to a diet containing so much fiber and different fibers that the dietary tract has never encountered before. Over many years, the body has adjusted to its secretions and peristaltic waves. Digestive-related bowel contractions, that's what that peristaltic waves are, by the way, to a low-fiber diet. These symptoms also improve with time. Chewing extra well, sometimes even blending salads, helps in this period of transition. Some people must avoid beans initially and then use them only in small amounts. Adding more to the diet gradually over a period of weeks to train the digestive tract to handle and digest these new fibers. Certain people have increased fat requirements, and the type of vegetarian diet they may have been on in the past was not rich enough in certain essential fats for them. This can occur in those eating a plant-based diet that includes lots of low-fat wheat and grain products. frequently adding ground flax seeds or flaxseed oil to the diet to supply additional omega-3 fats is helpful. Some, especially thin individuals, require more calories and more fat to sustain their weight. This is usually, quote unquote, fixed by including raw nuts, raw nut butters, avocados, and other healthy foods that are nutrient-rich and are also high in fat and calories. Even these naturally thin individuals will significantly improve their diet and lower their risk of degenerative diseases if they reduce their dependency on animal foods and consumption and consume more plant-derived fats such as nuts instead. There is also the rare individual who needs more concentrated sources of protein and fat in his or her diet because of digestive impairment, Crohn's disease, short gut syndrome, or other uncommon medical conditions. I also have also encountered patients on rare occasions who become too thin and malnourished on what I would consider an ideal nutrient-dense diet. On such occasions, more animal products have been needed to reduce the fiber content, slow transit time in the gut, and aid absorption and concentration of amino acids at each meal. This problem usually is the result of some digestive impairment or difficulty with absorption. I have seen only a handful of such cases in the past 20 years of practice. In other words, not even one in 100, in my estimation, requires animal products regularly in his or her diet. These individuals should still follow my general recommendations for excellent health and can accommodate their individual needs by keeping animal product consumption down to a comparatively low levels. And I'm going to stop there. And on Monday, I'm going to be jumping into, do you recommend low-calorie or no-calorie sweeteners? At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This is Susan Mann for April 26, 2024, signing out. I'll see you back here on Monday. Make it a great weekend and a great day, and I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. As soon as I take us off of mute, feel free to share that at 503-502-4863, or you can voice it as soon as I take us off of mute. Or not, as the case may be. I seem to not be able to have the controls this morning. So I'm going to let everybody go. Have a great day. Make it great and make it a great weekend. And we'll see you back here on Monday.